Hello, it's Marnie here, and I'm joined on this part of Chatterbox by Richard Matthew. Before we hear Information Desk, we continue our news items with a mother's heartfelt plea for a vaccination, wasted medicine, but first the ongoing saga of Thorpe Island.
People living on an island in the Broads could face eviction if the landowner does not submit a planning application within 3 months. Roger Wood has been told by the High Court that he must now apply for permission to moor 25 boats at Jenner's Basin in Thorpe St Andrew. The island on the River Yare has been at the centre of a long-running legal wrangle between the 74-year-old and the Broads Authority. The issue went to the High Court after the authority sought a permanent injunction to evict those living on boats in the area. Mr Wood now has 3 months to submit a planning application, but should he fail to do so, the site has to be cleared within a month. He was also ordered by the court to pay two-thirds of the authority's legal costs, around £13,000.
For Antec Lake, the challenge is a steep one. He is 6 months into his role as chief officer of the South Norfolk Clinical Commissioning Group, that's the CCG, arguably one of the toughest jobs in the region's NHS. Last year, it recorded a deficit, £6.6 million, and had three different chiefs, including Mr Lake. In an effort to bring down spending, it proposed a series of controversial measures, all prompting strong reactions, from reducing access to IVF and attempting to change the rules on cataract treatment, which might have meant people had surgery on one eye but not the other, to considering restricting access to free hearing aids and cutting prescriptions for gluten-free food. Just as well, then, that the man with more than 20 years of experience in the NHS fancies a challenge. "I don't think I've worked anywhere that wasn't in difficulty," Mr. Lake said. "Since I've got here, I've discovered that part of the challenge is working with all our partners, because the way the CCG works affects other CCGs and NHS trusts. We're talking to every GP in our area to help them with the pressures and sharing better practices. For all the talk of cooperation and improving local healthcare, Mr. Lake's team face an enormous task of delivering savings and efficiencies worth more than £13 million this year alone."
Three cars have crashed outside a pub in Little Plumstead just weeks after a car ploughed into its dining room. Emergency services were called to the Brick Kilns pub and restaurant. It is understood that the crash took place at the crossroads opposite the premises on Norwich Road. It comes less than a month after a car crashed through to the pub's dining room following an accident at the same location. Christina Osborne, a member of staff, said, "We are very thankful no one was really hurt, but someone is going to get killed one of these days, and sadly that is only when something will be done about it." Following last month's crash, which took place on a Friday night, pub owner Paul Anderson Cowles called for better road safety measures to be implemented at the crossroads. He installed bollards outside his building following previous accidents there.
Norfolk's biggest cancer charity has launched a summer campaign aimed predominantly at men in their 20s and 30s. The campaign, run by the Big C and named Hashtag Cancer Conversations, will see around 280 pubs throughout Norfolk and Waveney receive packs of 125 drip mats designed to encourage more openness and discussion about cancer. The idea was generated by Dan Bell, a 30-year-old events manager at the Big C, who was talking about his job in a pub with friends when he realised young men rarely speak about the illness. "Cancer is still a bit of a taboo subject," said Clive Evans, a director of the Big C. "We hope this stimulates people to talk openly, to share views and to ask questions. The more we can make people aware of the risks of cancer and encourage them to take action at an early stage, the better their chances in the long term."
A mother has made a heartfelt plea for people to get vaccinated against a rare form of meningitis following the death of her son. Ollie Towler-Jones had been with friends at Latitude Festival 2 years ago when he suddenly began to complain of a headache and sickness. Just hours later, and the 18-year-old was rushed to the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital, where he died that evening. And now, with the festival returning next month, his mum, Jo Towler, 43, is urging more young people to get vaccinated.
It was a tea party with a difference for about 80 people at the Great Hospital in Norwich. Guests were at the historic city site to enjoy a taste of Norfolk at the same time as raising valuable funds for the Marie Curie charity, which looks after people with terminal illnesses and their families. Master of Ceremonies, Charlie Hodson, also Great Hospital Executive Chef and Marie Curie Ambassador, explained, "The Blooming Great Tea Party is a fundraising campaign and we want everyone to be part of it. It doesn't matter how many people are there. It could be 10, it could be 100. We just want people to get together, enjoy their party and raise funds for this excellent cause." The Great Hospital Tea Party included all Norfolk ingredients such as milk, butter and jam, as well as tea packaged in the county and locally blended coffee. Hugo Stevenson, the community fundraiser for Marie Curie in Norfolk, added, "Every pound raised will enable us to help even more people living with a terminal illness."
A pedal-powered smoothie machine made an appearance at Norwich Railway Station to encourage more people to use its cycle hire scheme. The contraption, which creates fresh fruit smoothies that were given out for free, was used to promote Abellio Greater Anglia's Bike and Go cycle hire scheme. A spokesman said that the hire scheme offered a low-cost, convenient and healthy way to travel to and from the rail station. The initiative offers rail passengers the opportunity to hire a bike at the station for their onward journey. It is the UK's first major station cycle hire programme and is modelled on the Dutch Railways station cycle hire scheme. In the Netherlands, basic bikes are offered for rent at around 250 locations, with more than 100,000 members.
Health bosses are urging residents in Norwich to help save millions of pounds by reducing the amount of wasted medicines. The plea from officers at Norfolk and Waveney's five clinical commissioning groups, that's the CCGs, is made as part of a new campaign aimed at reducing the estimated £4.7 million lost every year from wasted medicines. In weight, this amounts to around 176 tonnes, equal to at least 176 elephants. Michael Dennis, a medicines management expert with the CCGs, said NHS medicines are funded by the taxpayer. That means that if the medicine isn't used, it's the taxpayer who misses out. The campaign has been named Your Medicines, Your NHS. Of the £4.7 million worth of medicines wasted each year, estimates show £1.69 million is being returned to pharmacies because it's not needed. £1.41 million is kept by people at home and is out of date, and £780,000 is disposed of in care homes. Audits show that around half the medication returned to pharmacies has not been opened, which means people are ordering it but not starting to use it. Mr. Dennis added, "There are some really easy things which everyone can do to help prevent waste and make the most of scarce NHS resources. The easiest way people can do this is by opening their medicine bag at the pharmacy counter when they receive medicines and handing anything they no longer need back to the pharmacist. People should also make sure they only order the medicines they will use. Norfolk and Waveney's five CCGs must deliver more than £60 million worth of savings this year."
As any parent will tell you, getting young children to show enthusiasm for long expeditions in the fresh air can be a challenge, but not Zara Kirkham. The 9-year-old has just completed a remarkable DIY charity quadrathlon along part of the North Norfolk coast. The grueling trek involved cycling, swimming, kayaking and walking along a route that she herself had devised and planned. Zara, from Christchurch Road, Norwich, completed the challenge despite rain, buffeting winds and choppy seas. She decided on the challenge after her mother Paula, 46, was diagnosed with breast cancer a year ago. The Avenue Junior School pupil spent about 3 months meticulously planning each stage and even handmade her own sponsorship forms to raise money for Norfolk charity The Big C.